I agree, Victor said. If they treat this guy cruelly, the whole world will find out, and that will ruin our country's reputation. That response comforted Anya. No matter how crazy this landing on the Red Square was, she didn't want anything bad to happen to this young man. He seemed sincere and nice. But I sure have never heard of anybody landing on the Red Square before. It sounds like he broke a lot of laws. I'm surprised that the Soviet military didn't catch him or shoot him down, Victor said. Maybe they were all celebrating the Border Guards Day. So much for the great Soviet military, Katya said. Boris Petrovich chuckled. Maybe the Iron Curtain is not as strong as the West thought. And the Soviet air defense system is not as strong as I thought, Victor said. Anya wanted to object, but did not know what to say. Letting a teenager in a small plane cross the Soviet border, fly all the way to Moscow, and land in the Red Square was hard to explain away. But did it really mean that there was something wrong with the Soviet military? Surely any military could make a mistake, even such a big one. For the rest of the summer, Muscovites kept guessing, debating, and discussing who Matthias Rust was, why he flew all the way into the heart of Russia, and how it was possible for him to bypass all the air defenses of the Soviet Union. Jokes, conspiracy theories, and reality were all mixed up, and nobody could tell fiction from the truth. Some people believe the flight was a result of a dare. Others thought that Matthias Rust was trying to impress his girlfriend, and many of the older generation were convinced that this flight was planned by an intelligence service. But of what country? And what intelligence service? The CIA? The KGB? The MI6? And for what purpose? And did he plan to cross the Soviet border on the Border Guard Day? Or was it a bizarre coincidence? The longer the investigation lasted, the more theories and legends it produced. Matthias Rust insisted that he was an ambassador of peace, trying to establish a better relationship between the West and the Soviet Union and send a message of peace to Gorbachev. Muscovites did not know what or whom to believe, and neither did Anya.